Foundations Lesson Number 7, Sharing the Gospel Message, Part 5. Going on to Roman numeral number 4 on our outline, I want to cover some great truths about sharing the gospel message. The need is great. John 4:35, Jesus is speaking. He says, I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. As Jesus was making this statement, the people of the town of Sychar were coming to meet him. The harvest he was talking about was spiritual, not physical. We can't be deceived by our present existence into thinking that all is well. Just because our physical eyes don't give us the information that many, many are headed for the most hideous, painful, and hopeless eternity imaginable doesn't mean that it isn't true. Heaven is real. Hell is real. The Word of God says so. Multiplied millions are in dire need of being rescued. God stands ready to rescue them, but we have to do our part in letting them know about God's salvation. Our need to share the gospel message is extremely urgent and extremely important. John 3:36 says, Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. There's no time to waste. Scripture tells us that the time to act is now. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, For he says, In the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. We've read how Jesus said to his followers, I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. So where are these fields of labor we're supposed to penetrate with the gospel message? The field of our activity is the world. Matthew 13:36-43. Then he, that is Jesus, left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. I advise and exhort you to ask God to give you his heart and his urgency for the lost. Reaching out to them with God's message of hope may very well mean that you'll be rejected, mistreated, or misunderstood. Reach out anyway. Never forget what you were before God rescued you. Also, please don't think your efforts in sharing the gospel message have been ineffective unless the person you're talking to actually receives Christ. Jesus said that both the work of sowing, that is, sharing the truth that helps people get closer to receiving Christ, and the work of reaping, that is, leading them to receive Christ as Lord and Savior, are vitally important. One of the great challenges we face in sharing the gospel message is that many unbelievers have developed a vague belief system that maintains that everything will be okay with them because they are a, quote, good person, unquote. If we just let them know that God loves them and has a great plan for their lives, they may understand salvation to be a mere life enhancement exercise. The danger is that they won't comprehend their great need to be rescued from sin. No one is interested in taking medicine if they don't believe they have a disease. For such individuals, it's important to help them come to the conclusion, without our being condemning or judgmental, that they have sinned, that they are in great need of being rescued, and that they do indeed stand guilty before a holy God. The law of God is invaluable to help unbelievers come to that conclusion. Once they see their need, they'll be eager to hear about God's grace and the solution he's offered in Christ Jesus. Before ending this lesson, I want to encourage you to read the vision given to William Booth. You can find it in the additional resources section of this webpage. I'd like to close with the poem on the bottom of our outline. To fallen men, a dying race, make known the gift of gospel grace. The world that now in darkness lies, O Church of Christ, evangelize. Amen. God bless you all.